We found Australian John McCallum, who plays Charles Armstrong, Melba's husband, in the comparative quiet of his dressing room.
Welcome to our microphone, John. And how long is it now since we saw you in Australia, or since you left the Australian shores, to put it that way?
Well, this is my sixth year over here this time, Ben. I had been to England before the war, but this last visit, this is the sixth year, and I'm feeling quite homesick, I can tell you.
Well, how many films have you made in that time?
Well, on a rough check, I think this is the 14th. It might be the 13th, so shall we call it the lucky 13th and hope so?
We'll leave it at that, eh? Well, no doubt you've played many different types of roles in those 13, but is this the first time that you've played a biographical role?
Yes, it is. Yes, in films it is the first time.
And what about playing the role of an Australian? Is this the first time you've played an Australian over here?
No, it's the second time. I did play an Australian film called Lady Godiva Rides Again.
Oh, yes, I don't think we've had that home yet. It's probably shortly due for release, I think.
Should be out soon, I think, yeah.
Well, now, could you tell us a little bit about this character of Charles Armstrong? We sometimes see you in a hard-hitting sort of part, like Derby Day and so on, but what is the Charles Armstrong character like?
Well, he's not a weak character either. He's the man that she married, and I think what appealed in him, in contrast to the men she met over in England and in Europe, perhaps, was that I suppose his solidity, the fact that he came from her own country, that he was a successful man on the land there, and had an authority about him, that when he came into her life, he more or less took charge of it, and that appealed to her, as yes, it does to many temperamental women, I believe.
In other words, he's a normal, sort of virile Australian type.
Yes, he's quite straight, normal Australian.
Well, now, is this the first time, incidentally, that you've been in a Technicolor show?
A feature film, yes. Mm-hmm. I've done some shorts, but this is the first big Technicolor film I've been in yet.
So we're going to see you in your true colours.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
How do you like the idea of playing in a musical, incidentally?
Well, I like it very much. I've not been in a musical film before that's devoted mostly to music, at any rate, although on the stage, perhaps some listeners in might remember, I was with Gladys Moncrief in musical comedy in Melbourne and mm-hmm, Sydney mm-hmm, and Adelaide too. And so I'm enjoying it. Well, I don't have to sing, so that's all right.
Good.
We've got a very fine singer in Patrice Munsell.
Yes,
Metropolitan Opera, and so that should make the film, I think.
She'll make up for the fact that you don't sing.
Oh, well.
Well, now, we certainly remember your work in Australia, John, your radio work and stage work over there, and I'm sure you have very many friends over there who'd like to see you back again sometime. Is there any possibility of that?
Well, we think about and have been thinking about, my wife and I, ever since we've been married, what we want to do, but it is difficult. She's in a play that's turned out to be a very big success at the moment, and I'm under a film contract, and it's difficult to plan that far ahead, because if we went, we'd like to go for 6 months or longer, perhaps take a play, two plays, or do a film out there, something mm-hmm, like that. But we must come soon, because I want to see my family and my friends and that sort of thing. So I think in the next 2 years, we're sure to come and hope people will remember and see a lot of old friends.
Well, I'm sure they will remember, and they'll look forward very much to it.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Before leaving the Melba set, we learnt some more interesting facts about the picture. The musical director is Muir Matheson, with Norman Feasey of the Royal Covent Garden Opera as operatic advisor. Outdoor Australian scenes are being filmed at Longmoor Military Camp in Hampshire, where the countryside has a somewhat Australian atmosphere. It's expected that Melba will be ready for general release in the early part of 1953. And irrespective of the reception the picture receives elsewhere in the world, it's certain that Australian audiences will await with interest this glorious Technicolor Hollywood-directed version of the story of Australia's greatest star in the world of song.